What is going on, Wolfpack Nation? Welcome to another episode of Tuffy Talk, y'all. We are rolling here right into the spring, which unfortunately, though, means that some of these sports are unfortunately behind us. And the unfortunate thing is that one of those sports, we were able to watch the greatest to ever do it. And the GOAT herself, Emily Shepard for NC State Gymnastics. And we are lucky enough to have her here on the show once again. And we have been huge, huge fans of hers. And we're so excited today to talk with her, talk about this season, talk about her career, what's next for her and all that. So Emily, thank you so much for your time today. Really do appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So how does that introduction sound? The GOAT? I mean, like, you know, it sounds about right, right? Come on now.
Yeah. Yeah, sounds kind of good.
All right, there we go.
My dad always jokes around. He's like, they always say on social media, like, one of the greatest. Like, when are they just going to start saying the greatest? And I thought that was funny because you guys see eye to eye on that.
Oh, trust me. Like, I think it was before the Clemson meet that we went and did some pregame and tailgating, you know, if you want to call it that, at Sammy's beforehand. And you know, your dad came over and I was like, because I was talking to my wife about it, being like, because, you know, we obviously don't have all the history of gymnastics, but also too, because with gymnastics, there's, you know, like, how do you kind of grade it? Obviously with, you know, that the Eagles always change, they cease change, things like that, you know, but I'm like, you know, how do you kind of judge, you know, who's the greatest? But then once you broke the all around record, and especially once you got your third time all conference gymnast of the year, I'm like, yeah, there's no doubt about it. So, So trust me, he was the first one that was like, yeah, no, there's no doubt about it. And I was like, yeah, you know what? There's no doubt about it. Let's go ahead and put that tag right there on it. So anyway, Emily, so first of all, for those who are, you know, who are interested, I mean, so where are you right now? Are you still finished up classes at NC State? What's going on with you right now?
Yeah, I'm just finishing. I wasn't really in a lot of classes this semester, but more kind of like an internship role. So just finishing that up. And cool. So I don't really have many finals and I'm almost done.
There you go. What degree are you going for, a master's right now?
I'm still in my undergrad. I was studying biological sciences. Well, I am studying biological sciences. Okay. And then to come back for my fifth year, instead of doing a grad program, I just added a minor in sports science. So okay. I'll be graduating this May.
That's awesome. Congratulations on that too. So, you know, so I do want to go ahead and jump to it and ask, because I mean, I know it's been the most recent update for sure. And it's something which I'm very, very interested in. I just can't wait on any longer. But, you know, you had announced, you know, what was it, a week or two ago, that, you know, you were officially hanging it up, you know, in terms of with your gymnastics career. And so, you know, I know in terms of with gymnastics, there's, you know, there's possibilities with, you know, Team USA, Olympics, things like that. But, you know, how tough of a decision really was it? I mean, was it something you were truly considering in terms of looking at gymnastics, your gymnastics career beyond just college?
Yeah, I feel like in our sport, it's not really common to do anything post-college. If you are interested in going to the Olympics or competing for Team USA, it's done when you're 16, that's kind of like the ripe age. So it wasn't really like a hard decision. It was just kind of like my time had come. And
I get it.
And I know you said that you came back for a fifth year, you know, wanting to play ACC play now that there was ACC gymnastics, and wanting to contribute there and bring home an ACC title. So what are the things that, you know, you accomplished in this fifth year that make you feel more comfortable with making that decision to hang it up and say, I've had a successful career, I've loved my time here? Like, what were those accomplishments that really stuck out this past year?
Yeah, so I feel like overall, my mindset coming back for my fifth year was that, well, let's just say I wouldn't have a fifth year if there wasn't a pandemic. And right. So I really just tried to stay with the mindset of, it was a bonus year, and to just really enjoy it, because how many people got to compete for five seasons in a row in college? Like, there's a very small handful. And so I'm really grateful to be one of those. So I just wanted to take the opportunity to enjoy it. I feel like one of my, like, behind the scenes goals was just to take some of the pressure off myself and and let myself enjoy the sport a little bit more. And so I'd say I checked that box. Mm-hmm. There obviously is going to be those struggles. You're going to put pressure on yourself. For athletes, that's what we do.
Sure.
But I feel like I was allowing myself to enjoy it while still doing that. And then throughout the season, a lot of the goals, well, the biggest goal we set was to be ACC champions, and I think that was an obvious one. And so
that was
just like the big one. Oh, yes. And I think that as the season progressed, we were just kind of were able to keep building together as a team and realize what we were capable of. And I feel like where it really hit was when we beat UNC at their home. Mm-hmm. And then we, I think we went to Clemson the next week or shortly after. And once we beat them, I think that's when our fire just really ignited, because when we just kept the ball rolling and then we realized that we had gone undefeated in regular season play and now undefeated in all ACC play. I just think that being able to look back and realize that, like, in that moment, that wasn't a goal for us, but we just kind of stuck to what we know and it all happened.
Yeah,
for sure. And talking about enjoying it, you know, behind the scenes, what are some of those behind the scenes moments from the season that we as fans might not have seen during meets, but that really will stick out as positive memories for you?
That's a good question. I feel like practice is a big one. We're in the gym for 4 hours a day, but on top of that, you got to be there early so that you can eat and tape and do your rehab and like all of that. So you're there like a few hours before and after so you can do treatments, icing. Then the team just goes to dinner together. So I feel like you're just with your team all day long and just being able to enjoy the work. Enjoy being able to put the work in, I feel like, is one of the biggest things. Because if you're not, like, enjoying the day-to-day basis, then it makes it a lot harder to go out to the competition floor and enjoy it.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, kind of thinking about the season for sure, I mean, like, you know, let's take a step back. In the one meet that every single time I interviewed you, Emily, I always brought up this one because, as you know, my wife and I were there for the meet against Georgia. And I it's just so easy to use that as kind of your, you know, your measuring stick, thinking like, man, like we were there back in, you know, beginning of January in Georgia, and we got a, you know, had all these expectations with you and Chloe and Lex coming back with this great crew that we had. And then we go and score 194.225 and like just being like, what the heck was that? And like it would always even be a joke with us and coach where, like, you know, like, you remember Georgia? Like, here we are beating Clemson. Here we are winning two ACC titles, you know. So, you know, but I think it kind of just helped paint the picture a little bit better. I think, you know, just because, again, now when you look at that story, you think about, yeah, we were that team that, you know, went to Georgia. We got 194.225 and then, you know, two months later, we were, you know, breaking, you know, team score records, you know, things like that. So, I mean, like, will that Georgia, you know, me for you at least kind of hold a little bit, you know, in your memory, not only just because of the fact that you got to go compete in the SEC stadium, which I'm sure is very cool, but also too, because again, like, you guys overcame so much from getting, you know, a kick right in the stomach there first meet of the season.
Before we continue, I want to take a quick second to tell you about our sponsor, Flatlands Jessup Insurance Group, that has your whole world covered with agents in 5 offices throughout Eastern North Carolina to help you decide how much coverage you need, offering policies for home and auto, recreational vehicles, commercial, crop, health, life, and employee benefits. They are able to combine options to find a comprehensive solution that works for you. Flatlands Jessup protects the things you love so you can spend less time worrying and more time enjoying them. Find them on Facebook and Instagram at Flatlands Jessup. You can also visit their webpage at www.flatlandsjessup.com. So please make sure to go and check them out.
Yeah, I feel like that was definitely a hard meet, but it kind of set the tone for the season. It showed us that we had all of the pieces. We just had to put them together. We knew what we were capable of, and it just wasn't our best meet.
Yep.
I think that we had, I don't know, like, I feel like we didn't, to me, it wasn't the worst meet in the world. We had like a bad event and then a few kinks here or there, but we also realized that we had so much youth on our team, so many freshmen in lineups. And so even coming back your first meet as a fifth year or senior, like, you're still going to have those kinks. You haven't competed in a while. So just like, we really just took a step back and been like, we have the the main part of our meal. We just need to put a few toppings on it and fix it all up.
I love that.
Yeah, even though you and Chloe and Lex all came back, this was a really young team. We saw so many people make their debuts in different events. How did you see that younger group grow throughout the season? And what are your kind of hopes for them now that you're passing the team on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like a lot of girls that were sophomores, juniors, seniors this year really stepped up and just held their own. And like, say like Kaylee, for example, she only does one event, but she made sure to clean up her event the best she could. I've never seen someone do more bar routines, more bar dismounts in a practice than her, or Peyton, for example. So I feel like that category of people just did a great job. And then on top of that, the freshmen, this is one of the best freshman classes I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And even the girls that weren't in lineup every single meet were still ready to go. They could have walked up there and competed a routine on their respected events. So like Wells or Lauren Wright, like there's just so many people that you kind of didn't get to see on the competition floor this year, but we just had that depth that if they need to warm up one layout and vault and twist a fold to compete, like they were ready to go. And mm-hmm. I think that they just brought a lot of grit, a lot of hunger, and just a lot of joy to our team too. They're a fun group of girls. And I think Ellie is one that sticks out because I think we saw like Hall and Katie and Ashley had amazing breakout seasons. And I think Ellie's kind of gets forgot about a little bit, but she really just like built that foundation on bars and floor. And sadly, she was out with an injury. And so she's doing her road to recovery now. But I just think that she's someone to keep an eye out for too, because she wants it.
Well, and as great as that is to say, though, I mean, I do got to bring it back though to one girl in particular that, I mean, was phenomenal. Ashley Knight, in my opinion, was just like, she was one of those gymnasts that every single time you watch, you're like, that girl's a freshman? Holy smokes. I mean, like literally all of February and March, every single meet, she got at least a 9.8 on floor every single time. And then, I mean, vault, I mean, you know, watching her vault routine with that flip was just, it was always something to watch for. And I mean, as much as I always love watching you, Emily, I gotta say that whenever Ashley was up on vault, I was excited to watch that crazy flip that she did, for sure. So I mean, but again, it just looks like that she's really just comfortable. So I mean, like, you know, when you kind of think about, you know, where you were as a freshman, like, you know, do you, like, where do you kind of see her? Do you see her kind of like on par with you? AKA, are we gonna have the next Emily Shepherd in this freshman class? That's the question I want to know, Emily. All right.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of potential. I don't know which one specifically
options.
Is gonna be, but
there's options.
No, I think that Ashley reminds me a little bit of myself my freshman year, because my freshman year, I don't think I hit a 9.9 once, and I don't know. You can go back and look in the record books. I don't think I did. But I think it was like, it made me really hungry to chase that all season. I might have on like floor or something.
Yeah.
Floor and vault, but not bars. Bars is the one that sticks out to me the most.
Sure.
And so like, I wasn't throwing up all these crazy scores. I was just kind of building my confidence. And that's something I saw in Ashley at the beginning of the season, is like, she would just get so hard and down on herself after a floor routine if it wasn't perfect or didn't go her way. Mm-hmm. And I just saw her like start to build her confidence. And then she was like hungry for that 9.9. And when she got it, she refused. Once you get a 9.9, if you see anything less than that, then it just makes you a little upset. And so I just saw that in her. And I just think that's going to make her a really good gymnast in the future.
Yeah, it looks like your best freshman score across all events is actually a 9.875. So almost the 9.9.
Almost. Okay. There we go. So Emily, I do got to ask you though, because this has been kind of a little controversial thing that, which I mean, you know, you're not with the team anymore. You are, like, you know, however you want to put it, but I'm sure you could maybe be a little bit more controversial comment now that you're out of it a little bit here. But for me and for a lot of state fans, for sure, who follow gymnastics, I mean, there's just no doubt in my mind. There's got to be a little bit of SEC bias there, a little bit of big time top, you know, bias for sure. I mean, because there's just been so many times where I'm looking at, like, you know, a routine by you or Chloe, and I'm like, there's nothing wrong with that. That was absolutely phenomenal. But then you look at, you know, an SEC, like an LSU or, you know, whoever, you know, do something and you're like, okay, you know, a little bit of misstep there and they'll get a 10. So, I mean, like, you know, especially since it's not like a goal where there's a line. So if the puck crosses that line or if the ball crosses that line, it's a goal. It's simple. Like they're like, so with, but with gymnastics, there's a lot of personal bias, you know, behind them being like, okay, like I think I saw one there. I'm going to cut that off. So there's opportunities for bias there. Like, do you see bias? I mean, cause again, in my opinion, you never getting a 10 is downright just disrespectful. That's just crazy. that's absolutely asinine in my opinion. So, I mean, talk to me about it. Like, do you feel like that there's bias for those top schools?
I think that maybe a little bit, but it's just hard because we can't control what scores they give us. And so, like you said, like there, you could have seen like me or Chloe do a routine and you're like, that looked amazing. There's nothing wrong with it. Yeah. Well, I feel like in our eyes, we just like pick ourselves apart so much that we probably did see something wrong with it. And we don't always agree with the scores, but I think it just makes you hungrier when you did the best routine you could do and you don't get the score that you thought you deserved. And it just makes you go back in the gym the next week and work that much harder. And I feel like I'd rather have, if I was ever to get a 10, I would have wanted to deserve it. I would have wanted someone to just like hand it to me because they thought it was a good routine.
You deserved it, Emily. Get out of here. You're being way too nice. Anyway, keep going. Sorry.
No, you're good. But I don't know. I feel like our scoring was a lot more consistent and respectable this season. In the ACC, it was a good middle ground. They weren't throwing out crazy scores like sometimes they tend to do in the SEC, but it wasn't how it was in the Eagle in the past, which it was frustrating when you hit a solid routine and they would throw up a 9.5 and you're like, where did they get these deductions from? And then Kim's going like this. And I feel like it was a good middle ground this year.
Yeah.
I wasn't too frustrated with a lot of the scores I saw. I thought it was all pretty, in the grand scheme, I thought it was pretty fair.
You're so good.
And talking about these different divisions, obviously for anyone watching who doesn't know, you didn't grow up around Raleigh. It's not like state was your hometown school. So when looking at the different divisions of gymnastics and, you know, the different conferences and where it was that you might want to go, what drew you specifically to NC State Gymnastics and how have you seen the program grow since you've been here?
Yeah, so I feel like when I was looking for a school, what conference I was competing for wasn't the biggest like thing I was looking into. But I felt like I didn't really want to go to an SEC school because I didn't want to go to like a top 10 school, and most of those are SEC, because I didn't really think I'd be able, or I wouldn't see myself competing all four events. So I really looked for a university where I would be able to compete all around because that was my dream. Like some girls are really good at gymnastics and then go to a top 10 university, but only get put in lineup in one event. And I just think that's like something you have to look at colleges and ask yourself if that's something you're willing to do.
Yep.
And so I looked for more of like a, I feel like I've said this before, but more of like a middle ground program. And I wanted to do all that I could do to help like grow it and bring it up and make it hopefully a top 10. So I just wanted to kind of like, I didn't want to go to the best program or the biggest program. I wanted to go to somewhere that I could help just like change and make a positive impact on. I don't know what it was. I remember in high school, I saw like this, it was like a cheesy quote or something. And I think it was some, his name was like Inky Johnson, if you know who that
is. Yep. The motivational speaker.
He like has a podcast and I was listening to it and it was like, he told a story of how he went into an airplane bathroom somewhere.
Okay.
And it was like the sign on the door said like, can you please like leave this place better than you found it to help the person that comes after you or something like that. And so that was just kind of like the mindset that I had going in to NC State, like just kind of like doing my job so that the next girl that gets to come in and wear an NC State Leo just has a better time than I did. So,
speaking about Leos, this is a question I want to ask. Y'all had a lot of fun leotards this year. What was your favorite?
I'm going to say our black one that we won.
Fair.
AC season.
The Venom, the Venom uniforms?
Yes, we call it Venom because another Leo that we have, we called Spider-Man, and so we thought it was a fun little take on it. But I helped design that Leo.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, But yeah, Kim lets us have a lot of input on it if we want. So I was like, well, I want to. But she really helped bring that vision to life. And I think it's one of our most sparkly Leos. So,
oh yeah.
It's like, I'll be standing still and it looks like I'm moving.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. All right, Emily. Well, with that being said, we're going to take a pause here for part one. But, you know, for Wolfpack Nation that wants to stay in touch with you, you know, and follow your journey. I mean, we're, you know, you're probably most involved on Instagram. Am I correct with that?
Correct.
All right, cool. So make sure y'all, we'll have all the links to all of Emily's social media in the description below. And if you're listening, in the description of wherever you're listening, whether that's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, you name it, so make sure to go give Emily a follow, y'all. And you know, as again, I'm sure this will not be the last time that we at least hear Emily talking about gymnastics, right? I'm sure you'll still stay involved for sure, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's go. That's what I'm talking about. All right, Wolfpack Nation. Well, thank y'all so much. Make sure to come back for part two as we continue to talk about this amazing season that just occurred. You know, and also too, just talking about a little bit more about the growth of the sport of gymnastics here at NC State. So we'll see y'all for part two. Make sure again to hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell. If you enjoyed this conversation, hit that like button, and make sure if you're listening to us on Spotify or wherever you listen to this on podcast, leave us a 5-star review as well. But thank y'all so much for tuning in. We'll see y'all soon, and go Pack, baby.